So as you rest back into your support and into the ground, connecting to the breath that's around you, thinking about wrapping yourself in a comfy, nurturing energy, just as the blankets are wrapped around you. And invite everything now to shut down. So everything is welcome to shut down, to let go, to release. And we're going to bring our awareness deeper down now into the body. Connecting to the body as this kind of heavy vessel, like container, solid like the earth, heavy, grounded. And feel into the mouth and feel the water content in the mouth, the saliva that can drip down the throat, and just connect for a moment to the water element in the body, fluidity and movement and flow. Then bring your awareness to rest behind the closed eyes, observing whatever can be seen there. And for this moment, just connecting to the fire element within the body, the light by which we see, and maybe visualizing like a little candle behind the closed eyes, or just feeling into this sense of warmth and healing in the body. Not too hot, just the right amount of warmth, the right amount of water, to keep the body in optimal, balanced condition as it's grounded in the earth. And then connect to the space around the heart and feel the width of the body, feel the lungs moving, feel the breath in the back of the lungs, and start to connect to the element of air within the body, feeling that breath coming in and coming out, feeling the air circulate within the body and also outside of the body as well. And then really connecting to the space that you feel both inside the body, outside the body, the space you can feel around the edges of the body, maybe around the head and the ears and around the fingertips. Connecting to the element of space both inside and outside of the body. And inviting for all of those elements to combine now, inside and out, to form like a circle around you, that flows through you and outside of you, taking all of these elements around: earth, water, fire, air, and space. Feeling this energy of connection and union and flow. All elements working together as part of a community, all parts of your body working together as part of a community. A continual flow of energy and light flowing all around you and through you, inviting for you to spread and open. And keeping the focus on the breath, as you feel into all these elemental qualities in the body. And really be aware of breath coming in and breath coming out. Full, slow, deep breaths. Effortless and rhythmic. as if the body's breathing you. And know that you are grounded, centered, and aligned. Detached from thoughts. Spacious and open, yet very still and empty. And picture now from your base, roots moving down, rooting you down into the centre of the earth, rooted in your place, in you. And have a sense for a moment of being all joined up. Connected to the ground and the centre of the earth, connected deep within yourself to that knowing that's always been within you. Complete. And whole, healthy, loving and lovable, above and below now in perfect balance. And as you breathe in, you're taking your awareness inside with the breath. And as you breathe out, it's like you're breathing out and taking yourself out into the world. And the breath in, coming back home, back to you. And on the breath out, sending your breath and opening up yourself out into the world. So just alternating between that awareness of drawing in breath, coming out breath. And then invite for both those forms of awareness to be present at the same time. So there's a sense of coming home to yourself, but being open to the outside world all at once, rooted in your place. And then just allow yourself to drift here, drifting on the breath. And as you drift here on this ocean of breath, take the moment of opportunity to enter into the heart space and just think about what you've learnt so far this year about yourself up until this equinox time. What seeds did you plant in spring that are now blossoming? And just gently cast your mind back to the spring and the things you did in spring. And to summer and the things you did in summer. Let those images pass and just welcome them with gratitude. And then just take a moment to visualize those images and memories as if they're leaves on a tree. Maybe imagining what kind of tree you are. And your body is the tree and you've got roots and branches. Maybe thinking about where this tree is, what's the place like, what's the light like, what are the smells and odours and aromas like there? Is it dark or light? What is in this place? And just pause for a moment and stay with the image. Maybe there's birds here, perhaps a peaceful feeling, but you feel at one with everything here. And visualizing your branches and your strong roots, and then remembering these leaves, these memories, and just let go of all of them. Achievements, understandings, insights, hurts, uncertainties, fears, needs, disappointment, joys. Let everything drop. Let all of the leaves fall around you. Dripping leaves bathed in sunlight or moonlight. Letting go of them all until you feel clear and completed. And remarkably filled up yet empty all at once. And see the leaves lying on the ground, And just send a little bit of love to those leaves that are now going to make a bit of compost for you. Just taking a moment to send them some love, and then we're going to take that compost and plant some new seeds. So just know as you glance at that compost that these new seeds are there, but they're unformed and they're waiting. They're waiting in the dark of the autumn and the winter until their time comes to burst again into flower in the spring. So for now, we'll let them lie in the dark, but their time will come. So slowly bringing awareness back to the actual tree of your body, your physical body. Bringing your awareness back to the ground and the bolsters beneath you and the sounds that are around you, the sound of my voice. The sounds outside the room. Be aware of the weight beneath you and the bones and the ground. And start to make some little movements with the hands and maybe the face. Coming back to the senses, smells, tastes in the mouth, touch on the skin. I'm going to slowly come and uncover you. You're going to, when you're ready, drop down to the side. Then we're going to move all the props from behind us so we can have a moment of flat back. And Becky, you might just want to stay on your side. Okay, so you roll off when you're ready. Take your time. Slowly coming back. So enjoy that. And when you're ready to roll onto your side and come up to sit. But nice and slow, so enjoy a little bit of time on your side first. You shed your leaves. Great. So, we'll wake ourselves up a little bit now, because it would be cruel to send you out like this. So, we'll go up the arm, down the inside. We'll go the bum. Legs. Cheeks, maybe, but softly. And then head. And then clips. Bit better? Did that ruin it?
Can't do it.
You can't click?
No, no, I can't. I used to be able to, but I can't. My fingers don't work.
Aww.
Oh, no, it's a shame.
It is.
Can't do it.
Let's do that. Yeah, do that. Lovely. Hands to heart when you're ready. Breath in, arms wide. Breath out, hands together. Namaste, thank you. Yeah. So we normally have like five, but a couple of people have switched their timings and one of their legs has moved. But yeah, we've got, it's really nice to have the ensuite up here as well. So, yeah. Well, originally we were up here as our bedroom, but Gabriel was like, I mean, we slept with him for 3 years anyway. We were all up here, but when he moved into his own room, it was a bit too far for him to, you know, for us to hear him.
Yeah.
So we're all down on the next level now, and it was Hubby's suggestion actually. He said, why don't you just turn this into a space? I was like, no, I don't know. So I do all my massage and one-to-ones and stuff like that. He'd sleep with me, sleep with us every night, he could, to be honest. But I think he does. He's got quite a small bedroom though now. He had a bigger one, but he actually sleeps better in a smaller space. It's like more of a cocoon.
Yeah.
So the other room is like a playroom come family room. Well, it's supposed to be a family room, but it's more of a playroom. And then he's got a small bedroom, but it's really just got a bed and a chest of drawers in. But he likes smaller space.
Yeah.
But I told you about his negotiations, didn't I?
No.
Like when he said, so, how come Daddy gets to sleep with you overnight? And I was like, well, we got married. And he said, well, who do I get to sleep with? I don't get to sleep with anyone. So you two are happy, but what about me? I'm not happy.
No.
So at that point, we then negotiated that he would get like two or three nights a week. And we chose a set night.
Yeah.
And it gradually sort of stopped. But he had a fair point, I couldn't like argue with him. It was a reasonable argument, and I was like, all right.
Do you want these singly or doubly?
Double's fine. So, negotiating with a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
He's very cute, isn't he?
He is, and he's a good negotiator as well.
Yeah.
He negotiated since he was a baby, though, so. There's nothing new there. He was very clear on what he wanted very early on.
Might have been different had there been more of them than just Gabriel, more children.
I don't think so. I think it would have just been a hardship for the others.
Oh, I see. You want this one, Romeo?
No, that's mine. No, I'll put that back. I've got around. I might have, although I think I might have spent it this morning on a turmeric latte. Yeah, no, I haven't.
probably remembered, where it went. Let me get my purse.
Yeah. Let me see what I've got. Doing my books. Then I can just look at my bank.
Yeah.
And not spend the money.
Well, there's a taxman where mine was.
No.
Oh,
you're an accountant?
Yeah.
I guess you do all your own books.
Might see you next week, maybe.